Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A cherished New York institution reopened yesterday, the Drama Bookshop. A mecca for both theater lovers and professionals, the store had closed before the pandemic, but is now getting a second act. Jeff London reports.
When I was a theater-obsessed teenager, there were two places I went to when I visited New York. The TKTS booth, where I'd buy half-price tickets to Broadway shows, and the Drama Bookshop. In those days, you rode a creaky elevator up to a cramped space filled with scripts and scores and biographies and histories and theater magazines. It was heaven. On reopening day, the Drama Bookshop's manager, Alan Hubby, he's been there almost as long as I've been a customer, told me it's been very emotional.
People will call me up in tears. You're really reopening? And like, they're so excited. And getting here this morning, we got here about a half hour before the store opened, and there's already a line down the block, people waiting to get in. It's amazing.
I chatted with theater lovers, writers, and actors like Cassandra Guglielmo, who was sitting on a sofa with a pile of books, leafing through one about acting Shakespeare.
When I was going to school studying acting, I would come almost every day and just read as many plays as I could until the store closed or until I had to head to class or to work or something. I came today because today was opening day and wasn't really something I wanted to miss.
Over the years, the Drama Bookshop has been a home for many theater makers like Lin-Manuel Miranda and Thomas Kail, creators of the Broadway hits Hamilton and In the Heights. 19 years ago, when they were aspiring artists, Alan Hubby invited them to use space in the basement and said to Kail,
"Hey, see this little white room downstairs? I'd like to make it into a black box, and we'd like you to be the resident theater company." And we said, "Do you have any black paint?" And he said, "Yeah, that's how you make it a black box. We developed In the Heights down there."
By 2019, with growing competition and a hefty rent hike, the shop closed its doors.
You'll be back soon, you'll see.
But flush with royalties and gratitude, Kail and Miranda plotted a rescue. They bought the Drama Bookshop, found a new location, and hired David Korins, Hamilton's set designer, to create the interior. Inspired by 19th century cafes, people can sit, read, and drink coffee all over the shop, including on two replicas of the chairs George Washington sits on during the cabinet battles in Hamilton, says Korins.
So for the total theater geeks like I am, you want to come and sit in George Washington's chair. It's not that it's like a tourist trap moment. It's actually a connectivity to the theater community.
Ladies and gentlemen, you could have been anywhere in the world tonight, but you're here with us in New York City. Are you ready for a cabinet meeting, huh?
Most dramatically, David Korins has designed a sculpture that spirals in and around the shop over the stacks, and it's made entirely of books.
The bookworm, as we call it, breaks through our back wall and is a 3,500-pound, 140-foot-long, 2,500-book timeline of almost 2,500 years of theater history from the ancient Greeks all the way down to when we stopped construction on this project.
Judging from the opening crowd, the Drama Bookshop, which has been around in one form or another since 1917, is a hit. Co-owner Thomas Kail.
I think that with theater starting to come back in New York City and around the country and around the world, this feels like it's part of that movement. You know, my joke is it's us and Bruce Springsteen that are opening in New York first.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.